Well, I shall need the fiercest, most savage, most brutal fighter ever.
And who do you intend to have him fight?
A Titanian who has recently become general by the name of Atla.
VHS Box Theater presents Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 3.
Place. It seems like it's from another time.
I have lived for so long, my lady, but I may as well be from another time.
What do you wish me to do?
Sit opposite me outside the circle. Try to clear your mind so that I can join you. Once we are together in the beyond, you can explore what troubles you.
I am not used to letting others into my mind.
Very few are. Know that I am here without malice, wanting only to help someone who has done so much to help the people of this land. Hold my hands. Flow into me. Let me flow into you. Let us both come together. Let us join and become greater so that we may understand, so that we may resolve, so that we may find the right path.
This doesn't feel right.
And yet, on some level, it does. Does it not? I think you have already given me an answer.
I would think that you have brought me into the after, but I cease to believe in that when...
We are not in the after. We are inside your head, looking for what haunts you. And I think whatever it is tied to the feelings about whoever said that.
I heard nothing.
My lady, I do not care if you lie to me, but do not lie to yourself. Tell me why you turned away from your faith.
Is that any of your business?
You are advisor to the Queen. If you are struggling and troubled, it is the concern of myself and every person who lives under her rule. If you speak of your trauma, you lessen its control over you.
Very well.
Will this work, sister?
I am confident. Mechanics is in our souls. Once we are finished, Cutner will have access to the water frozen in the mountains.
And once this aqueduct is in operation, no one will ever go thirsty. Good work, Medeas.
We are only doing what we were meant to do.
But that is what is going to make this version of Cutner endure. Different races contributing the skills that are unique to them to make all races thrive. We just have to remember that...
That it will take time. But you forget. We of the clockwork do not have the same perception of time as you do.
How old do your kind get to be, sister? The disassembly of Festus indicates that you do die.
We do not have a set timeline. Our lifespans are judged not with the age of our beings, but the age of our gears. There are members of my tribe that has been in existence long before I was assembled, and there are others that have been disassembled and assembled anew. It is how we are. How we always have been, and how we will be.
Certainly you have a story as to how your kind came to be?
If we do, it is lost.
I find that sad, sister.
Do not be. We are what we are.
My queen, a courier has arrived from the Outlands. He claims to have urgent news.
How many times have I said I will not insist on ceremonies and meaningless actions? Send him in.
My life for you, Your Majesty.
Live your life for yourself. I do not stand on such deference. Please tell my sister and I what you have for us.
I bring word from Snowfrost, from the Outerlands.
We are aware of the settlement.
We are under siege.
For how long?
For the last 3 sunrises, Already the majority of our livestock have been slaughtered, and a number of our townspeople have been attacked.
And what is the nature of your enemy?
We do not know. It seems to be beastly, yet those who have fallen prey to it and survived can recall nothing about how it looks. Our scholar suspects it might not be natural.
And yet it is able to wound. Tell me, did the livestock appear eaten, wholly or partially?
It does appear that way. There are organs missing from the corpses.
I will notify Atla. Maybe send 6 of her best soldiers to investigate.
Tell her I will go with her.
But you're Madame Hastra.
If I am to be the figurehead of this new age of Kuttner, the people should know I am with them, both in joy and in travails.
But...
It is decided. Guard, please give the soul a place to sleep and some supper. They will guide us to the village in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. Follow me.
Thank you, my queens.
No thanks is needed. You need our help, and we give it freely. Sister, you continue to run the city while I'm away with Demetra, providing she does make herself known soon enough.
I am positive she will be here.
True. But that does not mean I cannot worry about her.
How much do you know of our kind?
You would be surprised.
We tend to be nomadic, gather together in small family tribes. Our society encourages those of us who have just become adults to travel to live with other tribes. It is how we keep the race vibrant, prevent the blight of inbreeding. It was on one of these travels that I met him. It was known that I would be Sahira from a very young age. To be that is a grave responsibility. Many Sahirai end up living on their own, or taking other Sahirai as their mates to administer to 2 tribes. I did not expect to find such Rubati toward one such as him. He was built more for physical labors, not healing and casting spells, but somehow I knew.
Good day, young one.
It's him.
It is not. You are inside the mindscape. Talking of your memories brings echoes of their reality to the surface of your thoughts. But this is good. I can better explore why you are being haunted this way.
Who are you, old woman?
A friend. Please continue with your tale.
I decided to settle with his tribe. I served as something of an apprentice to their Sahira. But as the days went by, I found myself spending more and more time with Tylonius. The bond between us was obviously real, and we only grew stronger with each conversation, each whisper. His laugh was my music. And his embrace my shield. If it was not apparent to the others of the tribe, it was to us. When it was my time to return to my tribe, he and I formally announced our Rubati with the intention of becoming pairmates. Both of our tribes were overjoyed. The celebration of our decision lasted days. The chiefs from both our tribes signed a treaty that assured they would support each other and become brothers in making decisions for our race. We talked of the life ahead of us. But then Stygia's army came and seized control, put us in bondage. Talonius and I escaped, alongside a handful of others, before we could be made slaves of that evil queen. We weren't warriors, save for Talonius. We were farmers and merchants and other laborers. But we knew we had to fight. And my love, he did a job worthy of the greatest of our heroes. And I was by his side this whole time. Training to fight, yes, but also strengthening my skills handling the mystic energies of the Sahirai. I grew stronger in every way, became a leader to a group of strangers who never worked together. We started running some selected raids, more to get us to being a unified force, and it was then we came across Hastra.
You healed her injuries, I recall.
It was my obligation as a Sahira to heal the broken and use those energies not available to others to make them stronger. She trained with us, joined her followers to ours, and she became the sister to me that I honor. Together, she and I and my love, we were a thing unto iron, unbreakable by Stygia's horde. When we were able to reach out to the Titans and the clockwork to create a unified front, I was so proud of us all. And my...
I think I can see, my lady. You were all fighting a war. Even your one true love. Talonius did what he did, fully knowing he might die, because you both knew the liberation of this realm was more an important goal. Your memories of him have been twisted by that one last act. I can see how they were blackened at the edges. It is possible that I may be able to burn away these aspects, but you will need to maintain the memories that remain yourself.
I do not understand.
My dear lady, you must release the guilt you heap upon yourself that you do not deserve. Now relax.
You can stay here. I'll have someone fetch you something to eat.
Thank you.
Oh, I hate doing it this way. Position is so... messy. Oh, Empress. Empress!
Yes, demon?
Quixote. Not technically a demon.
Whatever.
What have you done?
Oh, I am well. Thank you for asking.
We have little time for asking much of anything. Tell me what you have done.
Well, I managed to puppet this little meat suit, whoever it is, and opened up the trap you have made for the Titan.
And what are the awful just...
Oh, patience, my dear Empress. Patience! Or you'll never hear that you may have a bonus handed to you.
Fine, then. Tell me.
It seems the pretender to your throne has deigned to accompany your target.
All right. Interested. How soon will they get here?
They intend to set out tomorrow morning.
Good. It'll give me some time to think of something to grab the lucent fragment from Hastra. And what of your target?
She is ready for me to take her fragment. Or shall I say, ready to hand it to me.
See that you do so, no matter how. Once you are done, return to us.
With all due speed, my Empress.
Good. Get back to work.
Goodbye to you as well. You dilettante. And you, meat suit.
Yes, master.
You will lead the queen and her party here,
using the shortest possible route.
Yes, Master.
Then, once you have delivered the fools, grab the nearest sword and stab yourself to death.
Yes, Master.
You will awaken a minute from now and behave as normally until tomorrow.
Yes, Master.
Perfect.
I so dislike being made to wait.
But the opportunity the waiting provides.
There is that. To get my hands on that ungrateful witch. But no. I want full control of the Lucent before I crush her under my heels. Over and over and over again.
May I crush Pretender then?
No. I have a more efficient use for you, my pet. But we still have to keep Her Majesty occupied so she doesn't aid the Titan.
Hey, I can take the both of them. You're hurting my feelings, eh?
Oh, I know you can take on a full army, Guru. But I want you to concentrate on fighting Atla, hurting her badly, and then letting her win.
What?
It's all part of the plan.
It's not okay for me to throw a fight. I've got a reputation, you know.
Do not worry about that. Once I regain what is rightfully mine, no one will ever learn of this indignity. And, I might add, you are being well paid.
But...
And, well...
Money runs out, you know. Reputation is forever.
Welp!
Why?
I think she means you.
Yes, my liege?
It turns out the Titan will be accompanied by a special guest. I will be needing you to engage that guest in combat long enough for her part of the Lucent to be secured.
So, just a distraction? I could do that.
If you do get the chance, I expect you to kill her, but failing that... Yes.
I'm not so keen on the killing thing.
If the Empress says you kill, you kill.
Now, Sandy, we need the whelp alive for him to fight Hastra. For now. Let him go. Now.
I think your point is made.
Of course it is. And by this time tomorrow, we will have all but one of the pieces that will allow me to finally claim what is mine.
I have done all I can, my lady. The rest of your healing is in your hands. Yours, and the hands of your friends. Do not hide these things from them. Trust in them, and you will be whole.
Finally! You wake!
Atla? Where am I? The blind woman, where...
Where? You're in your chambers, sister. I elected to watch over you and make sure you were well.
How did I get here?
An old woman brought you to the gates, said you had fallen ill in the market.
That may have been the case. Much is still hazy.
I doubted it myself, but you slept so soundly I began to believe.
Is this woman still here?
No. I had one of my soldiers escort her to her home. She was blind, and Hastra was worried some cur without sense would try to prey on her. I can send that soldier to you. She can take you to the woman.
No, my sister. That is fine.
You should rest some more, Demetra. I will look in on you when Hastra and I get back from investigating the reports of trouble in Snowfrost.
You are both going?
You know our sister. She takes her position as queen seriously, so she has decided to come with me and stand regally by as I beat whatever is harrowing her subjects into submission.
You know she will do more than that.
She will try to, but I have not had a good fight in ages. Medeus will come for you if there is any matter that needs tending to. We should be back before nightfall.
Thank you, sister. Much fortune on your journey.
And much refreshment from your rest.
I feel nothing. Is it true? Am I rid of these visions? Maybe the old woman was correct. Those visions were nothing but my own guilt.
My love, you must save me from torment.
No.
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 3, a VHS Box Theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. David Ellis was Nahil. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Xena was Cassana. Chris Tyler was Tylonius. Vanessa Van Zer was Hostra. Tori Wright was Medeus. Charlie Niemeyer was Courier. Tim Price was Jodin. Anna Crawford was Sandy. Desmond Reddick was Guru. Casey Boudinot was Atla. For more information on this and other upcoming projects, please visit us at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.